Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in again to the Lifebook Member Podcast today for Life Vision Month, December. As we wrap up the year, here we are again. It's time for the 12th and final ultimate category, Life Vision. Of course, we have John Butcher on the line. What's up, man?
Hi, Jordan. Great to be here.
Back on the member podcast, Life Vision.
This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. The week in between Christmas and New Year's is where Miss and I really put our heads down and plan the coming year and just get so clear and so stable so that when that first week of January comes, we are just crushing it, hitting the ground running.
I know you've been into rhythms and patterns big lately, and there is something really magical and kind of clear about this week. Right before the start of the new year, the seasons, it all adds up. The work cycle, the holiday cycle, it all adds up to this week where you're right. You can really prepare. Those who are conscious can really prepare their life vision, or at the very least, their kind of New Year's resolutions and things like that, right? But something about the time and the stars and the seasons, it's really, really great to work on your life vision.
It's summer, it's winter solstice, and people leave you alone pretty much this week. You know, you get a little bit more free time. Most people are off of their normal pattern. So it's just the perfect time to really look back at the prior year and, you know, take inventory of what was great and what you could have improved, and then really get clear on what you want to accomplish in the coming year. We're so excited about 2022, Jordan. This last year was just incredible for me and Missy. And can I just give you a quick life vision report?
Oh, of course. I mean, you've been talking about it and it's been culminating now for years, some 3+ years, this new project. How is it going? I mean, here we are.
It's amazing. So today, as we're recording this podcast, it's Wednesday, or is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday today. Today's Tuesday. And on Saturday, which is January 1st, we're going to be stepping into a new life vision that we've been working on for 5 years. So we decided that we were going to make the move from Chicagoland to the middle of the Pacific 5 years ago. And 3 years ago, about 3 years and 1 month, 37 months ago, we set a date. We decided to pull the trigger. I'm sorry, 37 months ago is when we actually did pull the trigger and put all of our worldly possessions in containers and shipped them across the world and put them in the red dirt on our property by the ocean, and moved our entire life halfway around the world. At the beginning of this year, my goal was by January 1st, 2022, which is Saturday, my goal was to be substantially retired from business and able to put all of my effort, or most of my effort, into this project here, and for us to be living on our property that didn't have any buildings up on them. Right. So we worked really, really hard last year. We got our first little bamboo house built. We're starting on our second one, and we're moving out of our rental house on Friday, New Year's Eve. And we're going to be on this property full time January 1st. And I have stepped out of business and into art now. The only business that I care about anymore is the Lifebook community. And that's not business, that's family. Missy and I are so excited about really spending a lot more time with the Lifebook community next year, the Lifebook leaders, and just being in this amazing group of people, a lot more engaged. But other than that, I've pretty much reached the end of my intense business road. And we are stepping into that life vision January 1st, 2022 that we defined 5 years ago and that we've been working so hard, and it feels so good. And you guys, every single Lifebook member listening to this, this is what I wish for you. If you're diligent enough, if you're committed enough, if you're clear enough on where you're going, and if you move toward it with intention every single day, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be in the middle of that life. Miss and I are looking forward to being in the middle of that life next week. That's when it all starts.
Man, that is absolutely incredible. And it really kind of brings around and hammers home a point that we've talked about quite a bit, which is using that North Star of your life vision in every major decision, every decision, period, minor or major, and making sure that North Star is defined and clear and bright. And using that as your decision-making framework.
To me, literally, that is the single factor that separates life bookers from non-life bookers more than anything else. If you have a crystal clear vision for your life, actually, it starts with a vision of the person you want to become and the life you want to live. That's what the Life Book Program yields if you do it diligently and if you're committed to doing the work. That's what you end up with, a vision for the person you want to become and the life you want to live. The more clear you are on that vision, the more powerful a tool it will be in your life. And you just hit the nail on the head. The nature of that tool, it's a decision-making framework. So no matter what the decision is, you're making a decision about your relationship, about your parenting, about your career, about your health and fitness. All of those decisions are held up to your ultimate goal, your life vision, where you want to end up. You've got to make sure that each one of those decisions are made consonant with your life vision. So it gives you a decision-making framework that ensures consistency. It ensures integrity in the true sense of the word. Your decisions are integrated because they all add up to the same thing. And let me tell you a little story. I got, you know, with one of my companies this year, this is so interesting. I said I wanted to be out of business by January 1st, 2022, but then I got sucked up into one of my businesses. I was delivering a major project, and only I could deliver this project. I had to roll up my sleeves, and I was super excited about the work. It's some of the best work I've ever done in my life. But a three-month engagement turned into a four-month engagement, a five-month engagement, a six-month engagement. And all of a sudden, I wasn't behaving like I wanted what I said I wanted at the beginning of the year. I put the universe on notice that I want to be out of business January 1st, 2022, but then I wasn't behaving like that. I got sucked back in. And something just happened last month. I won't go into detail on it, but a major change happened in the company, a really, really good change, a very positive change that literally took me out of that position overnight. And it was a little bit emotionally hard to deal with because it was my baby. You know how those things are when you're right. But in retrospect, it's like, here's what the universe said to me, John, you said that you wanted to be out of business by 2022. We took that seriously. And you're going to be, despite the fact that you're not behaving like you want that anymore. So here's my point. Sometimes this tool of your life vision can give you an intention so strong that even your bad behavior can't derail it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's so true. I love that.
No,
so
I have a lot of gratefulness for that.
I love that phrase derail, because it's almost like when you spend enough time shoveling the coal into the steam engine of the locomotive of your life vision, eventually the momentum just kind of carries itself. And like you said, you can't stop the train eventually.
Great metaphor, man. That's exactly how I feel. So life bookers, there are very few times in my life where Missy and I have actually had this. We've probably crossed a threshold this powerful maybe two or three times in our entire 30 plus year relationship. This is a big one. And one of the most special things about this big one is how conscious it was. We didn't leave anything to chance. We didn't leave any stone unturned. We said 5 years ago, we're going to drop out of the matrix. We're going to leave Chicagoland. We're going to uproot ourselves from this place that we've been for the last 25 years. We're going to cut all the tentacles. We're going to start a brand new life in nature in the middle of the Pacific. The way that we spend the hours of our days will be different. This next adventure, the last adventure was absolutely epic. It was amazing. Wouldn't change anything about it. But this next adventure is going to be completely different. And here's what it's going to look like. We said that 5 years ago. And then we started moving in that direction. It was slow at first. But 3 years ago, we actually set the date. We said, okay, we're going to make the move. And it was huge, you guys. You guys know our life. We filmed the Life Book Program in that extraordinary estate home outside of the city of Chicago. We had these big homes. We had this big life. We had all these companies. Yet we wanted to, we'd reached the end of that road. It was time for us to reinvent ourselves and create something new. So we consciously wrapped our minds around what is that going to be? And then we started to move toward it with intention. It took us 5 years, and in 5 days, we're stepping across the threshold to that new life. And I'm so proud, so grateful.
Literally just gave me chills, man. I am so excited to see this come to fruition. I was literally just there. So I can literally say that I've seen it, and it is absolutely stunning.
It is. We're creating heaven on earth here. And it's funny, you know, you will love this, Jordan, because you grew up in that giant, amazing house, which was so incredible to live in. I mean, it was unbelievable. But you know what we had 30 foot tall trees in the living room. And I had the most amazing lighting system ever. It made the place look so good. And I spent all this money on big theater lights that shone through the trees and gave a moonlight effect on the ground, so that when we were walking through our living room, it was like the moon was shining through the trees onto the ground. And that cost so much money. I was walking around our path the other day with the real moon in the sky shining through the real trees on my path. And I'm thinking, I didn't spend a single red cent on this, and this is even better. So yeah, our new life vision is amazing. We believe that we're in a time and place as a species that we believe, you know, we talked to you guys about this. Oh, Jordan, I haven't read you my new subtitle of the book, The Golden Age That No One Noticed. Here's what it is. And I've talked about this so much. I think we all have the ability to create our own version of this. The book is called The Golden Age That No One Noticed. And the subtitle is How to Politely Excuse Yourself from the Toxicity of the Modern World. Wow. And Create Heaven on Earth right here, right now. Wow. Actually, it's create heaven on earth for you and your family right here, right now. And that's what we're doing. That's our new life vision. We're so excited to step into it. But life bookers, I just want to reiterate the methodology for doing this, because we can all do our own version of this. Mm-hmm. And here's what it is. You go through the life book program and you get clear on what you want. That's all it is. You get clear on what you want deeply. You muster the courage to ask for what you really want across every important area of your life. Then you add all that up into a life vision so that you can see what that looks like. And then you simply align your goal setting cadence, your habit tracking cadence. And we're adding something new this year called laser learning, which is, instead of just random learning, we want you to be educating yourself with customized curriculums that point specifically at your goals and your life vision. We believe that that'll turbocharge this process. And then you run that program. That's all you do is your goals are set up against your life vision. Your habits are against your life vision. Your education is against your life vision. You're doing it all in this community where we're also doing the same thing. We're like-minded people doing that same thing, supporting, encouraging, and inspiring each other as we go. And if you just do that, if you just run that program, you're going to end up in a beautiful place, a place that you've defined. We can all do this. And Missy and I want to be the examples of how it's done. So we're so grateful that we're here right now, right here. We're getting ready to step into the new life, and you guys are going to see every bit of it next year. You're going to see this whole thing unfold. And we're so excited to guide as many of you as possible to your version of this.
Absolutely incredible, man. I love it. I would be remiss if I didn't dig in a little bit to the process. I think that life bookers would like to know too. And we didn't really prepare for this question. I'm going to do my best to summarize a long-winded question. You've worked on this life vision for so many years. You've had so many breakthroughs. You've shared them on this podcast. What does the process of working on your life vision specifically entail? Where do these breakthroughs take place? What kind of states are you in? Who are you with? What are you doing? What are some pieces of advice that you could give to life bookers to implement their own life vision work?
Friggin' great question, Jordan. Great question. And here's the answer to that. Now, here's the answer for me, right? This is how I do it. So one of the most powerful tools you can create for yourself is that 2-page life book life vision synopsis, you guys. You end the life book program with a big life vision that's made up of all your vision sections of your categories, right? And we've discovered that most of those are a little long, they're a little clunky. Some people like long life visions. They like the richness and the depth of having a long life vision, which is great, but they can be cumbersome and they can be overwhelming. So the first thing that we have you do in boot camp is take that big complicated life vision and turn it into a 2-page life vision synopsis. Here's why that's so important, because you can use that as a daily devotional. You should be reading that at least once a week in the morning, at least. Mm. And I start my Mondays by reading that life. I'm getting ready to go to work this week. I'm going to work on a lot of different things. Some of them are going to be short-term goals. Some of them are going to be long-term goals. But I'm going to start this week reading my life vision so that I can just bathe myself emotionally, intellectually, spiritually in the life that I'm creating. Because every decision I make this week, I want to be consonant with that life vision. And so that is one of the most important things you can do, is have a 2-page life vision synopsis and read it often, edit it, mark it up, retype it, right? And then as you sit down to set your quarterly goals, read that life vision again, set your quarterly goals. What do you want to bite off this quarter from that life vision? Just it's the process of making that life vision permeate you, Jordan, to the point where it just becomes who you are. It's second nature. It's not some far off fantasy. It radiates in every cell of your body, right? This is who you, it's already done. You've created the mental equivalent of it. You just got to go through the motions right now. Wow. That's how deeply I've embedded my life vision in my psyche, in my emotional body, in my spiritual body. And then you do your friggin' work. You've got your to-do list. You've got the jobs that you need to do for personally and professionally. You go through your day and you do your work. But the more you can keep that life vision and your goals and your habits that are consistent with that life vision in your mind, the better you'll make decisions and the faster you'll end up getting to that life vision. So that's what I would say, is it's about allowing it to permeate you so that it has an effect on your decisions, because that's what's going to get you there, is your small daily choices and actions, which are called your habits, and your big strokes that you put the big energy into. Those are called your goals. We want those two things to reflect that life vision as much as possible. And Jordan, it's like a numbers game. It's like mathematics. If you're clear enough on your ultimate destination, and you've got a process in place to make sure that every decision is made consistent with getting to that ultimate destination, how the hell do you think you can end up anywhere else?
Yeah, I know. I totally understand that. That principle is so, you're right. When you put it like that, man, it is irrefutable. But I do like what you said there as far as the kind of multi-step process. You have kind of a practice with that devotional, as you put it. Like, you do the practice, and then you also said you got to do the work. You do the practice, you do the work. And then also, it seems like sometimes you kind of got to let it breathe. You got to let the universe do its thing too.
100%. Very 100%. Let me tell you the best advice that I got this year. This was from Antoinette, Missy's mentor. And she basically said, John, when in doubt, do nothing. Period. When in doubt, do not. And that's not me, Jordan. You know, I've lived with so much intention and so much drive. When I was your age, how I used to handle obstacles is, you know, I'm going to friggin' drive right straight through this. I'm going to figure out a way around it. I'm not going to let this stop me. And that was not always the best course of action from a lot of different standpoints. When in doubt, do nothing. I've been doing that all year. And here's why that's so powerful. Because you only make decisions when you're not in doubt. If you're going to adopt that principle.
Wow.
When in doubt, do nothing means only act if you know that you're doing the right thing. And so what you do is you end up stacking a bunch of great choices. And so that's been, yeah, sometimes you got to take a step back. It's a balance between intention and allowing. The universe expects you to do your part, and that's where intention comes in. You've got to define what you want. The universe ain't going to give you what you want if you don't know what it is. You've got to define what you want, and you've got to move toward it with intention. But the universe is also a benevolent place that is set up to support your goals. The universe will help you make that happen if you do your part. So it's a balancing act between, and we've talked about that a lot too, between intention and allowing. But the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing, as Stephen Covey said. And the main thing is your life vision. The main thing is where you want to end up. The main thing is that North Star. And as we were talking about before this call, Jordan, the clearer and stronger and more powerful that life vision is, the better tool it will be for a decision-making framework. If you don't have any life vision, you don't have any decision-making framework. You're going to be making health and fitness decisions in a vacuum, love relationship decisions in a vacuum. Your career is in danger of eating your life alive because you have no guardrails on it. If you don't have a vision for where you want to take your life, you're making all those decisions completely unconnected, right? If you have a weak life vision, at least you've got a general idea of where you want to take things, right, and you'll get some consistency in your decision making. So there's a range, right?
It's a dose dependent effect.
That's right. That's exactly right. The stronger, clearer, more dedicated, more committed, more you see it, more it permeates you. For me, it is who I am. I never make decisions inconsistent with my life vision because I've been doing this for so long at such an intensity level that there's just literally no difference. It just has permeated me. It's become a part of who I am. I don't need to second guess anything. It's like, there are things that I really have to think through, and there are problems that are sometimes difficult to solve. But every single decision I make is held up to where I ultimately want to be. And damn, Jordan, I would literally not know how to make decisions if I didn't have a clear vision of where I wanted to end up. Like, how do you do that? Right. How do you know that you're making the right choice?
I think that that's a kind of a thought that a lot of life bookers have had when they look at other people in their lives who don't have this decision-making framework. I think that that is a feeling that a lot of life bookers can sympathize with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited, you guys. I'm so excited about this coming year. I'm so excited to see, I mean, my God, we were on a call today, me and Missy were on a call today, hearing the members' breakthroughs and successes and, you know, their big wins, and just seeing people use this methodology to make the life of their dreams come true right and left. And it just makes us so proud and so thankful. So next year we want to double down. We really, really want to start adding new tools to our arsenal.
What's coming, man? You mentioned the laser learning. I know there's going to be different community events going on. What can you kind of tease us as we enter the new year?
We had 500 events in the Lifebook community last year, all user-generated content. Jeez. We're so proud of you guys. You're awesome. And so we're going to keep that going and actually turbocharge that. We're going to get this concept of laser learning up and running this coming year. And we want to do it with Mind Valley because Mind Valley has such a great arsenal of content. So basically the concept here is you've got your assessment scores. You know what your strengths and weaknesses are relative to the categories. You've got your life vision. You know where you want to take your life. You've got your goal setting up and running. So you know what your goals are and you know what your habits are. Now, what do you need to learn that's going to really turbocharge your life vision? I love studying history, but history isn't always the best subject for me to be, you know, I love studying history as a hobby, and it's very useful. It makes me wiser and it adds a lot of benefits to my life. But if I'm in a stage where I'm trying to build the Garden of Eden in an arid environment, I might need to dedicate 2 months to studying the cutting edge technology to create water on the planet right now. You know what I mean, Jordan? That's an appropriate subject for me to dig into right now because I've got to solve that problem in my own life.
Yeah. The fall of the Roman Empire ain't going to help you. Well, I guess they did have the aqueducts, but yeah, that's not going to help you as much. I see what you're saying. The learning needs to be kind of laser focused, as you said, to help people with their individualized needs in certain categories. It's a very fascinating thing that you're implementing.
Well, you know, at a time and place in human history where we have all the world's information in our pockets at the speed of light, it's sometimes difficult to know what to study, what information to consume. And the right information to consume, the most valuable information for you to be studying, is the information that supports your life vision, the information that will give you the life that you want to have. There are things that you don't know right now that you need to learn if you're really serious and committed to accomplishing that life vision. So that in a nutshell is the concept of laser learning. And this is going to be the first. Now, we all do that intuitively. If there's something that we need to learn and we know we need to learn it, we usually go out and learn it. But we really want to sort of like standardize and perfect that process.
Yeah, compile it. Yeah, yep. Curate it and compile it. That's huge, man.
Here's another thing. Here's another thing that we're hoping to make big progress on this year, and it's the digital life book. Actually, we're going to do two different forms of life book. One's going to be manual, which our CEO Nika is in love with, and it's basically a physical journal binder that runs your life. It's got your goals and your habits. It's the life book. It's life book on paper, and so you know I would probably do that more than electronic. But then there's the electronic version of the digital life book. And this is going to be an incredibly intuitive, beautiful, highly aesthetic publishing software where you create your life book. And it will also allow us to connect life books together. This is the highest vision for this beautiful thing, is where our life books get connected together almost like a personal development brain, where we can leverage each other's wisdoms. Of course, you know, privacy issues are a thing. You can make sections of your life book completely private, semi-private, or public to the entire community. And so if you're, you know, a working mom that's overwhelmed and exhausted like so many are, you can go out there and you can find the working moms that are really crushing it, the ones that have the highest assessment scores, and you can have access to their strategies and to how they... Right. And what are some of the fundamental premises that stay at home moms who have really high scores, what are some of the things they believe about being a mom? I'll tell you, one of the things Missy believed about being a mom, she believed that it was her career, a valid, serious career, mm-hmm. that she needed to take seriously, that she needed to study, that she needed to handle exactly how other people handle their external careers. That's an amazing premise that served her life incredibly well. So our vision is, if we get this digital life book and get the entire community on this platform, we can share with each other then, and we can all have access to life book's wisdom, because no one is smarter than everyone, right? And so how can we leverage the wisdom of this community to push our lives forward? That's another project that we're really going to be focusing on this coming year. And so a lot of other things, guys. We're so excited about this coming year. We can't wait. 2022, for God's sake. 2020 and 2021 were weird years. And we're hoping that things normalize in 2022. Let's do everything we can to make sure that 2022 is a great year. I'm not in the mood for another one of these jackass years.
I love it, jackass years. Could not agree more, man. And that's some really big news. I really love those features. The privacy features, that's so brilliant to allow people to share what they want, have people land on other people's pages, adopt strategies. This is going to be big. Very, very excited for the community.
And I just want to say one more thing about next year. There's so many things that we're so excited about. And one is really the Lifebook Leaders Program is really, really starting to happen. We've got tests going on right now in the United Nations. There's a Lifebook session going on in the United Nations right now. We've got Procter & Gamble, one of the best consumer product companies in the United States, doing two cohorts. They've got 100,000 employees. So we're bringing Lifebook out to corporate right now. Our Lifebook leaders we're going to really support that program in a big way next year. Missy and I believe, with everything else going as digital as it's going, we're going physical. And we believe in person-to-person communication. What we would love to see in the Lifebook community next year is people sharing Lifebook with other people, as opposed to advertising on Facebook, right? That we want to go out there and share person to person. That just feels right to us. So Don't know what next year is going to bring as far as the world's going to go. I hope that it gets better than the last 2 years, but there's no question that the Lifebook community is going to be the place to be in 2022. Some amazing things are going to be happening.
I am so excited. Stay tuned, Lifebook members, and I hope you have a wonderful week crafting your life vision before we jump into 2022. Really, really excited, man. Cannot say it enough. That's all for this podcast, though. We're starting it all over with health and fitness next month. That's crazy to think about. Another cycle.
Yep. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Jordan. Always enjoy spending this time with you.
Thank you. And thank you, Lifebookers. Stay tuned for more member podcasts. This is John Butcher and Jordan River Butcher signing off, wishing you an extraordinary day. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook Member Podcast.